Thursday, 7th of August, Vov Menachem Ov, Rabbi Mordechai Ginsberg, the Moed of Tisha B'Av.
Good morning. There's a Maisa quoted in the Sefer of Sichas Hagon Rav Shimshon Pinkas Golus V'Nechama, Sefer on Tisha B'Av associated in Yonim, which is a Sefer, if I can humbly recommend anybody who's looking for a Sefer with Chizuk and Divrei Torah, which are relevant to this time of the year, it's well worth having a look at that Sefer. So he brings down a Maisa there from the time of the Duvna Magid, who once came to give a drosha in the city of Lvov, and the Rav of that city, the Baal Yeshuas Yaakov, wanted to come and hear the drosha. So the Duvna Magid told him that it's better that he shouldn't come, and he should advise the older people in the city also not to come. Why? Because he said the style of his drosha was going to be something that would be very emotional, would be very soul-stirring, ma'ir lebechi, and he was concerned that the older people, it might bring them the day pikuach nefesh, mamish takonus nefoshes. The drosha would be so emotional, so soul-stirring, he was concerned about that. So naturally, they thought perhaps he was exaggerating somewhat, and therefore they came to the drosha. Baal Yeshuas Yaakov came as well, and it's recorded that Meirev Bechi, the Baal Yeshuas Yaakov himself, came kimat l'day sakona at that particular drosha. Rav Shimshon Pinkas, in introducing one of his droshas with this meister during the course of the 9 days, observes that it is unlikely that his drosha, Kal v'chomer the drosha here today, is one which is going to bring people l'day bechi to the extent that the Dubna Magid was chayshish. But Rav Shimshon Pinkas makes the observation, Kim Dumani, it would appear to me that even if the Dubna Magid were come to speak to our generation, he wouldn't be able, with such a drosha as he gave there in Lvov, to bring us l'day bechi bizman hazeh, in this time. And therefore the question is, when we understand that Tisha B'Av is a time of bechi, as we will see presently, of crying, of mourning, how are we to relate to that? The Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Eir HaChaim speaks about every day of the year when he says that it's roi lechol yirei shemayim sheyehi meitzah v'doyeg al chubam beis hamikdosh. It's appropriate that every person who is yirei shemayim should be saddened, troubled, worried about Churban Beis HaMikdash. In the Sefer HaZuchus of the Baal Chidush Yarim, it's brought down that Ma Shekosav Yirei Shemayim says, what does it mean that it's Roi Lechol Yirei Shemayim Sheyei Meitzah V'Deg Al Churban Beis HaMikdash? Only Yirei Shemayim? He says, Kol Shekei Mi She'en Yirei Shemayim La'amitai She'roi Liyos Meitzah Yoseh. Somebody who is not a proper Yirei Shemayim needs how much more so does such a person need the Beis HaMikdash back? So obviously he needs to be Meitzah V'Doyeg. And continues the Chiddush Yerim, and he says, She'kol Doyer She'lo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov, any generation whose days the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, Ki'ilu Nechrav B'Yomov, as Chazal tell us, it's as though the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed in these days. V'yesh l'chol echod chelek b'zeh. And every individual has to understand and relate to what it means, Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it's not just the Yirei Shemayim. Ela, what's the pshat in what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, says the Chiddush Yerim? Rak kavanosu shelo yite atzmai b'sheker, says the Chiddush Yerim. What the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is that a person shouldn't try to fool themselves and delude themselves. Not only that crocodile tears don't help on Tisha B'Av, but even a person who thinks they're shedding real tears and they're not real tears needs to be concerned. K'she'enu margish klau chisorim beis hamikdash. When a person does not really feel the lack of the beis hamikdash. And what flows from the lack of Beis HaMikdash, the consequences the Klal Yisrael as a whole feel. V'royliyos meitzah v'deg al ze atzmai. And on this fact alone, that Churban Beis Hamikdash doesn't really speak to us, on that fact alone, it's appropriate royliyos meitzah v'deg al ze atzmai. A person should be troubled and worried about that itself. Sheh simon hu shumi bachutz. An inability to be meitzah v'deg al Churban Beis Hamikdash is indicative in some way of a lack of Yerushalayim. I say these words to myself as much, if not more, than to anyone in the Choshva Tzibur gathered here this morning. But it's oyen v'noyer to consider what the Chiddush Yerim is saying on the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's roi l'chol yirei shamayim liyeis meitzah v'deg al Churban Beis Hamikdash. Yirei shamayim. And if you're not at the Majed of Yirei shamayim, says the Chiddush Yerim, it's roi liyeis meitzah v'deg on the fact that Churban Beis Hamikdash doesn't actually speak to me. I don't relate to what it means, what's missing in my life, the fact that I don't have a Beis Hamikdash today. It's a simon shumi bachutz, and at least we should mourn over that fact at this time of the year. Ad shirach meyu Hashem yisporach lach nisoy lichlal Yisrael, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on this person to reintroduce him to the ranks of Klal Yisrael, the yeh margish b'chesreinam v'sameach b'simchosam. And he concludes also in a way which is tamua, which is remarkable. Says the Chiddush Yerim, what does it mean to be back again within the ranks of Klal Yisrael, and by strong inference also therefore to be margish b'churban Beis Hamikdash, and to yearn for its reconstruction, its rebuilding, and to understand what its loss means? He concludes in the final phrase, it means to be margish v'chisroinam, to feel, to really feel, to empathize, to feel with somebody else's lack, that which somebody else is missing, to feel somebody else's sorrow, v'sameach v'simchosam, and to rejoice and be happy with their happiness. There are two things that are remarkable about this Chiddush Yerim. Number one, the conclusion that he comes up with, that really the absence of the Beis Hamikdash impacts upon our ability to connect with our fellow Yidden. Sometimes the fact that we are not sufficiently sensitive to somebody else's sorrows and not sufficiently supportive, or equally the fact that we are not able to fully and properly rejoice in somebody else's simcha, is down to the lack of the Beis Hamikdash, according to what the Chiddush Yerim is telling us. And number two is his diuk of roi l'chol yirei shamayim she'ei meitzah v'doeg. And if you can't be meitzah v'doeg, it seems to show that there is not that appropriate madrega of yirei shamayim, and therefore you work at level two, which is to be mispalel to the Ribbono Shel'olam that Churban Beis Hamikdash should mean something to me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reintroduce me to the ranks of Klal Yisrael, namely stage one of that reintroduction, moving from level two to level one, margish b'chisroinim v'sameach b'simchosam. There is a well-known halacha associated with Tisha B'Av, which is where the title for this morning she is taken from, the Moed of Tisha B'Av, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Ein Oymim Tachlun B'Tisha B'Av, V'Ein Noiflin Al Pneihem, Mishum D'Mikri Mayit. The reason that we do not say Tachlun Tisha B'Av, there's no Nefilah Sapayim, is because Tisha B'Av is called Mayit. The Mishnah Brura there, quoting from Eicha, brings down the Pasuk, Koro Olai Mayit, Lishbore Bachuroi. There's an element of Mayed to Tisha B'Av. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say in Sifkot and Yud Zayin, Umikol Mokom Mutulah Sois Hesped Al Kochum Shemes, the nature of Tisha B'Av is that although it's called Moed, it's mutter to make a hesped on a Chochem Shemes, the Leishiv al Gabi Karka, and to sit on the floor, Afilu Acha Chatzos, he says, the Cholahu Yoima Kovua Libichia V'Hesped, because that entire day of Tisha B'Av is designated for crying and eulogy, and in respect of Hesper, the Chochem Shemes, sitting low, we don't pay attention to the aspect of Ma'id. So there seems to be a dual nature to Tisha B'Av. On the one hand, it's a day when all of Klal Yisrael are in Avelus, and it's a day on which Layash Kechinen B'Ma'id Ikri Ma'id. And on the other hand, there is the aspect that we don't say Tachanun because Tisha B'Av is Ikrei Moed. And not Ikrei Moed just because of the Osid Lovai that Tisha B'Av will be a Yom of Simcha She'en Kamayhu, but now Bizman Azeh Korah Alei Moed Lishboi Bachuroi. Tisha B'Av is already, there's an aspect of Moed to Tisha B'Av. How are we to understand this? How are we to draw together the strands of Tisha B'Av as Moed, and yet it's a day which is Kavua Libchia V'Hesped? How are we to understand if, in humility, we can say about ourselves that we at least aspire to the Madrega of being the Yirei Shemayim, who can be mates of the Dreg Al-Khum based in English, but know that we have to go further in that journey? How can we aspire to that which the Chiddush Yorim says about being misparel, sheyachniseyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lichlal Yisrael, that one should be able to be mitzdai on the tzar of others and be besimcha al simchosim? What's the nature of the bechia al chuvim beis hamikdash, which leads us to this re-engagement bein odon lechaveray? So coming back to the aspect of Tisha B'Av D'Ikrei Moed, and that's why we don't say Tachanun. It's interesting to note that in Shulchan Aruch Er Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, it's paskened that Nagu Shelo Lipo Al Pneim Loi Beveis Ha'Ovel, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mechaf tells us Hatam to Oz Midas Adin Mesucholov Va'Al Kein Yishli Zoy Milahag Bin Midas Adin. Says the reason that we don't say Tachanun in the Beis Avel is because Midas Hadin is prominent at that time, and we don't want to further raise the profile of Midas Hadin by saying Tachlun B'Veis Eidah. So it's an interesting concept if you think about it. The Shulchan Aruch says that the reason we don't say Tachlun on Tisha B'Av is because Ikrei Moed. But actually we could have said another reason just as well. Because Kolahu Yomer, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Kavua Lebechia V'Hesped. If that's a day where we're all Avelim, can there be a bigger day of Midas Hadin when it's not appropriate to say Tachanun? And yet the Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to stress that Tisha B'Av is a day when we don't say Tachanun because of the aspect of Mayit. The Mishnah Berurah also makes the observation at the end of Siman Tovkuf Nun Dalad, that Kedai Hu Beiseli Kenu Nitzdayo Chubonoi Al Kol Ponim Yom Echo Bashana. So we're so strong in terms of the aspects of Bechia and of Misbeid when it comes to Churban Beis Hamikdash, and yet in this aspect of not saying Tachnun, instead of simply focusing on what you and I may have considered the obvious, and say, look, a day where Kedayu will itztai al-chubomai shall beis hamikdash yin echod bashona, and it's a day which is kavua libechiyo mitzvah, we're all avelim on that day, that's why we don't say Tachanun. No. The reason we don't say Tachanun is of a completely different genre. It's because Tisha B'Av Ikrei Moed, and like on other moedim, we don't say Tachanun, so that's why we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. One of my main rebbeim, Reb Shlomo Volbers of Tzal Mashkiach, used to say, this is brought down in the second chelik of his sefer Al Eishur, b'shem Reb Yeruchim, on this concept of Tisha B'Av Ikrei Moed, the day when we seem to be furthest away from the Ribbono Shleilam, Rabbi Yerucham used to say, Yeshna Mayadim Shel Kiruv, there is the concept of a Yomtov where one is close to the Ribbono Shleilam, such as the Sholosh Regalim, and there is the concept of a Mayad of Richuk, a Mayad where one defines one's relationship with the Ribbono Shleilam by knowing how far away one is from him. A moshel, to put this into perhaps a little bit more of clear and practical understanding, bizman hazeh, if you're trying to find your way from one location to another, and you want to know whether to take the motorway or whether to take the local back streets, you will want to know whether you are in very close proximity to your destination, and therefore it's just a matter of taking a few turnings along the back streets and you'll be there, or if you've got several dozens or hundreds of miles to travel, you know you want to take the motorway. Defining the mode in which you need to travel and where you need to get to, it's necessary to understand both Kiruv and Richuk, to understand how close you are, how far away you are. And therefore there is an element to Tisha B'Av of Mayid, suggests Rabbi Yerucham, which is based dafka on the Bechi and the Misveid. It's not a steer, it's not a contradiction to be able to say Mayid, which of course we always think has festive connotations, but Mayid actually means to be able to engage with the Ribbono Shleilam. In wider community English we use the word of convocation, to be able to connect, to be able to know where one's point of connection with. Eidus, to be able to feel that sense of knowledge, of clarity, of clarification of where one is. The Mashkiach himself, the Tzal, goes on to explain that there is actually one situation which is even worse than Richuk. And that's why Richuk itself is a Mayit. He says, as Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Teshuvah, Shar Beis Ois Tes, that the Yesh Anoshim Shemikerev Libom Ovad Cheshbon Al Nafshon. There are people who within their hearts they've completely lost a sense of control. We say in English today, so-and-so, he's out of control. He's lost the plot. Ovad Cheshbon Al Nafshon. Ki Goy Oived Eitzois Hema. They are a nation stumbling blindly without any, they've lost any sense of perspective. And Rabbeinu Yonah concludes, V'kamo heim b'madrega atachtoina, the extent to which they are on the lowest possible level. It's a fascinating concept. There is a madrega lower than Tisha B'Av in Richuk. It's with all the bechi, with all the misbeid, there's an element of mayed, because through the avelus one cries out for reconnection with the Ribbono Shleilam. And that which is worse, if you want to put it that way, than Tisha B'Av, and in this respect Tisha B'Av is a Mayid, is when a person feels that life is just rolling along, just coasting through life, and there's no sense of connection, disconnection, just simply one's moving through life. In one of the kinnas, this is reflected by the Kina Sakalia, to which each stanza, after it's said by the person who's leading it, the tzibur respond, Alalaili. Alalaili, woe to me. One thing after another that is related about the tzoros of the churban, the burning of the nefoshos, kakoitzin, kasuchim, the spilling of dam, noki, various different awful things. Tisalafna basulois vabachurim, the young men and women fainting in the streets with awful thirst. And then the Baal HaKinah concludes as follows, V'ruach HaKodesh L'mulam Marim. What does the Ribbono Shelem say about this? What does Ruach HaKodesh say about the Evel of Tisha B'Av and the moaning and the mourning of Klal Yisrael? Ruach HaKodesh says, Hoy al kol shcheinai haroim, woe in respect of all my bad neighbors. Ma shehukra'om moidiyim, they make known that which has happened to them. But they don't make known that which they have done. Yes, they moan and they cry about the fact, is it possible that women can eat their own offspring? A most terrible, terrible thought and picture to have in one's mind. And one says, Ribbono Shel, how can it happen? But concludes the Kaliyah, Im yeyorev b'mikdash Hashem koyen v'novi loy mashmiyim. They don't reflect on the fact that it's possible mikdash Hashem yeyorev koyen v'novi. That if they've allowed, they've called, it's happened that b'mikdash Hashem a koyen and a novi is not safe. That's what happens when one loses a sense of perspective, a sense of connection. That one becomes very focused on a singular perspective of victimhood, and one doesn't see things in the round, and one doesn't see the rungs of the ladder that are in front of one that one has to begin to climb to reascend in order to be able to reconnect. And that is the aspect of Moed of Tisha B'Av. The Moed of Tisha B'Av summons us through the Bechi and through the Tzah and through the recognition of that which we don't have, to begin climbing the rungs of the ladder. And that, of course, also is the symmetry in terms of the continuum of the Jewish year, from Gimel de Puranusa, which take us to the depths of Tisha B'Av, through Zayin de Nechemta, with which we begin to climb back up to the peak of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Neroi. I want to connect these themes, before drawing them to a close in a few minutes' time, to a thought from Parshat HaShavua, which will also tell us something about why it's so appropriate that invariably before Tisha B'Av we begin reading Sefer Devarim. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Hei, which based on a pasuk in Shmuel, based where David HaMelech begins his lament, his dirge over the fallen Shaul HaMelech and his son Yonason. Vayomer lalamed b'nei Yehuda keses, hinei ksuva al sefer ha-yosha. Prowess with the bow, the archer's prowess, which is to be taught to b'nei Yehuda, that's written al sefer ha-yosha. So, without going into the meaning of the pasuk with Mefarshim, there are three shittas about what's meant about Sefer HaYosha. Who's being referred to by David HaMelech when he refers to him a Ksuval Sefer HaYosha? What's the definition of Sefer HaYosha? Rabbi Yochanan holds Sefer HaYosha is Bereshis, because in Sefer Bereshis we read about the Avos, the Imais, we read about the Yeshorim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni holds that it's Sefer Shoftim, because in Sefer HaShoftim we have Ish Hayoshor Be'inov Yaseh. And the third shita Rebbe Loza is, it's Sefer Devarim, because as we read in the parasha of Vayeschanan, Vosisa Hayoshor V'Hatayis. Sefer Hayoshor, Osisa Hayoshor V'Hatayis. The Marsha, the Gemara, asks the Kasha. He says, in Sefer Shemais, after Kriyas Yamsuf, we're told, Hayoshor Be'inov Ta'aseh, if you do that which is Yosha Ba'ini Hashem, Kolamachala Hashem, Santid Mitzrayim L'Rasim Olecho, Ki Ani Hashem Reifecho. HaYosha Ba'ini of Tase, says the Marashof, it's just because of the word Yosha, Sefer Shmois, and there's no one who holds Sefer Shmois is called Sefer HaYosha. Answers the Marashof, V'osisa Yosha V'atoiv, that phrase is not just the word Yosha, Osisa Yosha V'atoiv is always indicative of a tzivoy of lifnim mishura sadin. That's actually how Rashi explains on the pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, Vosisa Yoshua Toiv, Zu Pshara v'lifnim mishura sadin. The ability to compromise and to go beyond the letter of the law. And also it's mashma like that from the Seder of the Psukim. If you look at where Schaman Perigvov, Posuk Yudzain, Yudches, Shomer Tishmeres Mitzvos Hashem Lekecho, and then it says, after telling you've got to keep the mitzvahs, Ezeisov, Chukesov, and then it says, Vosisa Hayoshav HaTov Bein Hashem Lekecho. Fascinating that we begin reading Sefer Devarim before Tisha B'Av, which is Sefer HaYosha according to Rebbe Elazar, which according to the Maharsha is Dafka a Sefer in its totality. Moshe Rabbeinu's final message to Klal Yisrael is go lifnim mishura sadin, be prepared to engage in pshara, see the other side, have a broader perspective than merely your own self-interest and your own agenda. Don't just say that in Tzichalno Noshim Piryon. Don't just Eifasher Hukroon Moidim, let know that which has happened to you and moan in a sense of victimhood over that which has befallen you. Have the sense to have a Cheshben HaNefesh which is broader. Eifasher Osu Loi Moidim. Look at what you yourself have actually done. That's the nature of a Mayid, even a Mayid of Richuk. That's good, a Mayid of Richuk, to know that which has to be put right. Connecting this Gemara in Avodah Zorah with its Marsha, with the Pirush of the Marsha on it, with the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yamed, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo ichor vo Yerushalayim elo al shedonu bo din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed dafka because of the fact that people were particular to keep to the letter of the law. Ask the Gemara, what do you expect? Elo dino din gizosa? You expect, as Rashi explains, dino din gizosa, that the way that they should have judged things in Yerushalayim was by forcing things and the strongest person wins, the survival of the fittest. That's the way they should judge in Yerushalayim. What's the criticism of Klal Yisrael? Leichor bo Yerushalayim Elo al shedonu bo din Torah. Says the Gemara, Elo eimo shenidu dineim al din Torah veloi ovdu milifni mishu asadim. Yerushalayim was destroyed because people not only couldn't fargim, they couldn't relate to others with a sense of recognizing that even though I may consider myself to be right, and even though I may be 100% right, I still have to go that stage further of lifnim mishua sadin. To come back to the concept that we said earlier, b'shem v'chidush yarim, yamargish b'chisroinan v'sameach b'simchosam, to be able to relate with the rest of Klal Yisrael in a spirit whereby I really feel somebody else's simcha as my own, and that tzoros, I feel my own tzoros to be noisei ba'olim chaveiroi, that may not be something which is an absolute shuras hadin, but it's something which the Beis Hamikdash implanted instinctively within Klal Yisrael. A Yirei Shamayim who has reached the level of being able to be a Baal Pshara and to go lifnim mishura sadin, therefore understands what the chiton of the Beis Hamikdash is, and therefore it's roi lechol yireim sheim meitz of the dayeg, that the qualities, the refinement of midas, need to be reinforced and strengthened both within him and all of Klal Yisrael by being in Beis Hamikdash. Someone who can't instinctively feel that lack has to, as the Chiddush Yarim expresses it, utilize the moyens of Tisha B'Av to at least cry to the Ribbono Shel Sheyach Niseir Hashem Yisbarach LeKlal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be breaking again within the embrace of Klal Yisrael, to reach that madriga of feeling what is not there and aspiring to that which actually needs to be there. The Mishnah in Perek tells us that Loi Oma Odom Tzali Amokim She'olim Yerushalayim Me'olam. There was always place in Yerushalayim. Our girls come back from Sem and they tell us when Bein Hazmanim the house gets a bit crowded, if there's room in the heart, there's space in the home. in Klal Yisrael, we have to find that room within the heart to be able to make the space for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that is the aspect of Kol Alai Mayed. We can't pretend that Tisha B'Av Bizman Hazeh Lichura B'Derech HaTeva, with just a couple of days to go this year, it looks as though it's not going to be the day when this year quite we're going to dance for joy with Bias Mashiach the King of Be'ez Hashem Yisbach. It can yet happen, Yeshua Hashem Kerefayim, and it's our Chayiv Kodesh not only to be Mamim but to live by that. If it's not to be that, there's still an element of Noyed. But the element of Noyed isn't with doing away with the Avinus. The element of Noyed is in accepting and recognizing the areas that we are rochet from being able to have a Beis HaMikdash and working to reinstate them. So let me just share with you one final thought with which I will conclude, and that is there is a beautiful Gemara in Shabbos we don't have time to go through now, but that Kuf Chaf Zayin on the base, the top of the Omud there, which relates to a Maisa Bodom Echad Sheyorid Migalel HaElyon. He came down from Galel HaElyon, he was hired out to Balabas Bedorim in the south, and how his wages weren't paid after 3 years, how he went home so upset, how his Malamid Zuchus and his Odom, and when the master came and paid him after Yom Kippur, he turned around and he said, exactly as you judged me was how it was, Keshem Shedan Tani Lekasuchus, like you judge me favorably, so may the Ribbono Shel Olam judge you favorably. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed enable all of us to be judged favorably through the Moed of Tisha B'Av, and therefore be zeched to be in Beis HaMikdash Mehera B'Mehera.